This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we threw this up on the socials the other day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At The Slacker Show. You can follow us.
Thanks, man. Mm-hmm. Where do we find if we wanted to listen to old audio of us? Or even if I'm in my driveway right now and I want to go inside, and I'm like, how can I listen to it once I get inside if I don't have a radio?
It's actually a very simple answer. You just download the Audacy app.
Oh, so.
Yeah. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Why do I keep saying O? Because that's the first letter of Audacy.
No, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Okay, see, the Audacy app, you can get all this stuff. Yes, so this, we do this every once in a while.
Yeah.
It feels really weird because people ask very personal questions. Mm-hmm. Almost every time we do this, somebody asks us like...
about salary or your ex-wives.
But we've been asked, like, Tiag, would you bone Aaron? And it's like, yeah, of course. Who hasn't?
Hey. I don't think I want to do this anymore.
No, but I mean, I get it. Like, you listen to the show and you're like, is that palpable sexual tension in the room real? And I would say it's 100% real. Mm-hmm. TX stares at me.
It is.
It's
like,
weird how hard he locks eyes with me.
Yeah, I definitely feel like the third wheel.
You should.
You guys are, yeah.
It's a much shorter line to bone you. No offense.
No offense? You think that's a catch-all to get you out of that? You can just throw that at me and no offense it? Yeah, so that's one of the questions. Like, I've been asked for years in every incarnation of the show, are we genuinely friends? And that is a weird question to answer because I think you two are more friends than we are, sort of, in that Aaron's got nephews and you've got children, Tiak, that sort of glom together. So birthdays and other outside things come up. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say, like, if you asked me that question, I would be like, yes.
Yeah, I would still say yes for all of us, for sure.
Yeah.
But we don't do crap together.
Right, yeah.
I've been begging.
Yeah, you're my best friends who I never hang out with.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, but also it kind of
You don't
like,
hang out with anybody.
Right, but also we have our own lives, right? Especially on the weekends. And then it's like we come back. Okay, what did you do? What did you do? What did you do? And if we were together all the time, wouldn't we lose some of that?
But we're like never together.
Yeah.
Like Aaron and I did something over the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Because had you never been to a strip club before?
Yeah, that was my first time.
Aw.
And I would love to go again with T-Hack because he wasn't there.
That's right. And we almost took, yeah.
We don't need to. It's okay.
I wasn't there.
No, but it started out, let's just, like, just ask us anything. It started out, I was out to dinner with Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
And then we had a friend in town, and then like,
and then Aaron, I joined,
and then Steve almost went, and the staff at the restaurant we were at almost went.
Yeah, really? We were trying to get a whole group together.
But so, and we have fun. We had a great time that night.
Yeah,
Aaron had a fantastic time because she didn't have to have a wallet.
It was real nice.
No, but seriously, we haven't hung out. Would we?
Yeah, not
how
really.
Would we do together? What would we do together?
No, we have mentioned the sandbox.
Sandbox, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we want to do that.
Why don't we do that. Yeah. We want to do an escape room, like something.
Yeah, every time you and I are together outside, we're usually, we're like I'm giving you a table. You're giving me a grill. You're like doing my sprinklers
right.
for me. There's always like a task.
We've done
to be
homie
done.
Things together.
Yeah, yeah, but not
like
homie.
Homie.
Thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like homie. Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm borrowing
Where
your truck.
I've done the homie.
Yes, we've done the homie.
You gave me a bed too. That was another thing.
Yeah.
I did? Oh, that's right, I did.
Yeah.
And you gave me a table.
Yeah.
So it's my podcast table.
That's what we kind of do.
And it looks dope. Still never recorded a podcast on it. But anyway, so those are some of the questions. So this is your time. If you want to ask us anything in the world, 303-222-5423, text only, mm-hmm. so we can weed through them. Because mm-hmm. we're not, like, here's the thing. Like, we're not going to answer the deeply personal ones. You know, people have mm-hmm. asked a lot about my divorce.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things, like, it doesn't really matter. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like at this point, is it healthy for my kids to have a person to blame? No. Was the marriage good? No. So then.
Well, and also.
And that's that.
That's that. It's
yeah,
like, it's,
yeah.
It's called a breakup because it's broken. So mm-hmm. we don't need to go. He should.
Well, I think too, like, you were married for a long time, and there's, yeah. how do you pinpoint what it's just like?
Oh, I can pinpoint.
Okay. Okay. I'm trying to help you.
How am I doing, guys? All right. So, some of the questions have already come in on the socials.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's just start with TIAC.
Oh no.
There's one that's basically asked you, besides Colorado, did you have any other places that you applied for?
Actually, no, because when we moved to Colorado from Iowa, we moved because of my wife got a promotion. So I was doing nights in Des Moines at the time, and she told me that she was up for a promotion in Denver, and I said, no way, no, because we always thought we'd move for my job, being in radio, like, we'll move.
Okay.
And I felt like I had this great career going until she kind of helped me realize I was part-time for, like, over 5 years,
yeah.
and it's like, I could get to where I am again. Like, it's not undoable.
In another market.
Yeah. So I moved here not knowing I was going to have the job. The day I moved in, I sat in the car in the Walmart parking lot and heard Little D's Last Day.
And you just felt like it was kismet.
Yeah. And I
Destiny.
Was like, well, that's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
But as far as in town, there are some other stations that I applied for.
Did you? I was just going to do the follow-up question. You applied to other stations?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should
you
I?
Did you really?
Should I say them or no?
Yeah. Do it.
Who else did you apply? Did you know this?
No.
Yeah, I definitely applied to
You hedged your bets. You didn't go all in. Like, no. This actually makes me mad. Because this dude has been walking this manifestation thing.
Yeah.
Like, I knew it. Like, Little D's Last Day, I knew it. Like, I manifested this job. I got this job. But you had a safety net.
No, I didn't, because Cozy did not want me.
Did you really apply to Cozy? Yeah. What the hell would you do over there?
I don't know. I didn't live here. I didn't know anything. So I just threw out my
resume. You didn't apply at Mix?
I threw out my resume.
Or the party?
No,
was it the
I don't
party
think
then?
So.
I don't remember what it was called.
I think it was the party then.
Okay. Mm-mm.
Yeah. And Cozy just.
You really applied? Just did they have
did
a job?
Did you
hear opening?
Anything back from them? Or was
I
it just.
I think they were just like, yeah, no thanks.
Okay.
No thanks. You
seem
more
you like, didn't look like you now. Everybody would want you now. You looked a little too boy band thin.
Okay. Yeah.
Why wouldn't they want him then?
Short hair.
He just didn't, like, he wouldn't have fit on Cozy. Cozy's like your parents' music.
Yeah. I think that one was before I hadn't even moved yet, and I just started sending out ahead of time. But then I really locked in on
when
you guys.
When you got here, you were locked.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Then the manifesting happened.
Okay.
So that you haven't lied to me.
Like, no, not okay. at all.
Whew.
All right. So if you have a question for TIAC, Aaron, or myself, this is Ask Us Anything. The texts are coming. We're ready to answer anything and everything. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I guess we don't do this often enough mm-hmm. to have a theme song for it. But this is Ask Us Anything. Why is everyone in the room so tense?
I don't think I am.
Well, everyone's a little quiet. So this is basically, you can ask us anything.
Yeah.
We won't tell our salaries. We can't say different things like that. But mm-hmm. like
our address or whatever. Yeah.
Apparently you can find those somewhere. Please, if you sent those cookbooks, we still need to know.
Can we address that real quick?
Yeah.
We've talked about this, and if you've heard it before, I'm not going to tell the whole story, but each one of us got a cookbook to our home address, to our, that wasn't, it was not to my real name.
It was my real name.
No, it was to my real name.
It was your, and then like AKA or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we've been like, who the hell did that? They didn't put notes in with him, whatever. And all y'all little sleuths were like, duh, guys, it's Steve. Couple things. Love Steve. Love him. He is not smart enough to find TX address or Aaron's address. Mm-hmm. He could never, because Aaron doesn't live at the address that is listed everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not his handwriting. It's not Steve.
We went out to sushi with him and I asked him and he said no.
It wasn't Steve.
Yeah.
So, you know, somebody just, I don't know if it was a flex to go, I can find you. And it's like, congrats. Why'd you do that? It's weird.
Yeah.
It's just a weird.
I just want to know who you are.
Yeah, I do too. Who is it?
Yeah. So that's one. I know I'm not going to ask myself any questions. You guys can read the texts and the things. If there's any questions for me, the one that I have in front of me, that's for all of us.
Ooh, okay.
And it doesn't just mean this room, obviously. At any time in your I take it to mean this. At any time in your employment history,
okay.
Have you slept with a coworker?
Well, yeah. My ex worked here.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah, I met him here.
Oh my God, you dipped your pen. You like what, Aaron? You're smarter than that.
It's a different department.
My answer is technically yes, but I've talked about it before. I used to work at the Snack Shack, and the girl was.
So you slept with her.
Yeah, we were dating.
In a real job, have you?
This
is Aaron's real. Snack Shack was a real job.
No, but I mean like a career. Like I've slept with some. Yes, I have.
You have?
Yes.
Oh no, I haven't. Not in radio. No. Was it?
Yeah. I've been in radio a very long time.
Interesting.
Do we know them?
Mm.
Do we know of them?
Mm. Were you together?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I don't think there's no way you would have known them.
Okay.
I don't think so. You probably know of them.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Steve? No.
Damn it. All right. Who's going?
If you could erase one thing or event from your memory, what would you choose?
Ooh.
This.
Ooh. Yikes.
Wow, that is such a, what? God, I thought they were going to ask questions about the show. That's so hard. I don't know. Do you know? One thing from my memory.
Yeah.
So I'm not erasing it from existence.
Correct, just from your memory.
I can't like get rid of Hitler.
Right.
I can just forget about Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Hmm. I don't know.
I don't know that. I think everything I got in my head, I want in my head. Even the things that cause me anxiety and whatnot.
No, I agree. Because the one thing that I thought of, because it was like looking back, it's embarrassing, but I know that I would never do that again. And so I kind of want that memory
What was it?
Hey, don't do that again. I was an idiot in fourth grade. I had broken my wrist. I had a cast on. This karate team came to our school for like a demonstration for gym. And I just like hit this dude as hard as I could with my cast. And I feel so bad about it to this day. Because he wasn't even looking. He was like turned around and I just...
You clocked him with a weapon.
I did.
Yeah, but erasing it from your memory, it's still happening.
What if I get a cast
and
then I hit someone again?
Oh my God, Aaron.
I know.
I have another one for Aaron since she answered. Who's the most famous person in your phone? Slacker, you could answer too if you
Slacker
have
probably has more...
I don't. I mean...
Yeah, but you talk with the labels.
That's the thing. I talk to the labels. Most of the time I talk to like the tour managers or just like other people. It's not directly with the artist. So I think Sarah Blackwood from Walk Off the Earth, but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have Ryan. I just looked. I have Ryan Starr, if you remember who that guy is. Breathe!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just breathe. I have Josh Kelly, if you remember him. He's married to Katherine Heigl. But Josh Kelly had a few had a few songs. I have Joe King. That helps you?
Yeah, I know.
Do you know who Joe King is?
I'm thinking of Tiger King, so no. I'm thinking Joe Exotic Tiger King.
From The Fray?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's the lead singer of The Fray. Yeah. Now he's the lead singer of The Fray.
Cool.
But I don't, And then I have Tiak and I have Aaron.
Ew. Yeah.
I need to get your number, by the way.
No, I don't give it out to just any... Tiak. Do you? It's worded "do you," but I'm gonna put it a different way.
Okay.
You're a DJ
on
Friday nights at Brothers. They're asking if you ever get hit on. I'm saying I assume that at some point in your life you've been hit on as a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
do you always tell your wife?
No. I'll be honest. No.
Can I ask why?
There was one time where because I didn't do anything. It's just there was one time I'll tell the story. It was down when I was DJing at Brothers downtown here, and there was a girl who was kind of being flirty with me, and she was with her friend. She was like, okay, and we're just being nice or whatever. And then she kind of got behind the DJ booth and kind of started dancing, and then kind of tried to dance like with me, and then it was like I have to just stop you. Like, sorry, I'm married.
So you did the right thing.
I did. Yeah.
You didn't hide it because you did something bad.
Right. And it's just like, I don't know. I don't even know that she was hitting on me because she did just then go away. So maybe she was like, geez, like,
relax,
it's not a big
dude.
Deal. Yeah.
I'm just dancing adjacent to you.
Yeah. But
you didn't feel like that would be constructive to tell your wife.
Right. Yeah. It wouldn't be. Now everyone knows, I guess.
Okay. I think we have time for one more.
Slacker?
Nope. We don't have time for questions about me.
We're getting a lot of questions for you. Slacker, this is kind of a twofold question, I would say. Are your dating woes and the lonely man and
I wanted to ask you this one too.
Is that something that's real or do you do it just for the show? And as a kind of a follow up, will you ever get married again? It's kind of a similar question.
Well, I'll start with they're real.
The dating woes are real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean okay, so we've talked about this. Dating apps don't work for me. It just doesn't. And now I've tried to go out. We have a person who's a friend of show who's just a mercenary out at the bars and stuff. He just knows how to. He's just, he's that guy who can just start a conversation with anyone at any time. And he was like my wingman. And I did. It was terrible. Like, cause he reels him in and I'm like, hi. Like, I don't initiate conversations. I don't. I guess I've been doing this for so long that I don't know how to start.
You don't know how to start fresh again.
I don't know how to start a conversation. Like when I talk to people, when we're out at a Live at Five or whatever, we hit a conversation midstream because you know everything there is to know about me because I talk on the radio every single day. Mm-hmm. So like, you know me and that, like, I don't, we're already kind of, so it's like somebody who I don't know just comes up and is just like, hey, do you like rocks? I don't know what to ask.
So then, okay. Would you ever get married again? And then I have another follow up.
I thought I wouldn't, but I don't want to, I definitely don't want to be alone forever. So, and I don't think it's fair at this point because I've had failed marriages. If somebody wants to get married, I would.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not seeking it, but it's like, it's unfair for somebody to go like, I really want to be with you forever. And it's like, I do too. But let's just do that. It's like, but I want to get married. I would go like, okay. I mean, if you want to sign a thing, then yes, I'll do that again.
Gotcha. Okay. So then going off of what you previously just said.
Oh God. That's just like three in a row for me.
Yeah. Last one. Because you said that it's easier to talk to people at Live at Fives because they know you.
Yes.
Would you date a fan?
I mean, I've boinked a coworker, so yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.